Begin transmission.
Ho, yo, yo. It is 1930 UTC, and that means you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I've got a couple of things I need to get off my chest. One, I am proud to say that even though we're less than a week from Christmas, I still haven't heard any Mannheim Steamroller. Now, you might not think that's a big deal, but I'm from Omaha, the same town that spawned the evil that is Mannheim Steamroller. And I've been subjected to it much more than you have. And so I have this distinct aversion to listening to any Mannheim Steamroller during the holidays. But I don't have an aversion to drinking tea. I do love drinking tea. Yeah, so that's the good news. I'm having a Mannheim Steamroller-free Christmas season so far. So if I hear any from here on out, I'll probably be okay. And by okay, I mean I probably won't have to go out and murder random people on the streets. That's how much I can't stand Mannheim Steamroller. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, but Tobe, it's so great. Yeah, but consider the first time you heard it. Yeah, and that wasn't that long ago. Well, I've been putting up with Chip Davis and Mannheim Steamroller and Fresh Air for multiple decades now. Not just a couple of decades, a few or more decades. Decades, people. I can't do it. I can't hear it anymore. It's a good thing I'm not allowed automatic weapons. You know what I'm saying. I will go postal. So anyway, the bad news is, it doesn't matter. I was working on some audio stuff, recording some of this show, or doing something or other. I can't remember what exactly it was I was doing, but I accidentally deleted my drum track. You know, I have that drum track on one of the other tracks on this magic machine, and I could fade that in whenever I wanted to. But I deleted it. And I feel sort of stupid, but I don't feel terrible because, one, that particular track was getting old. We'd been listening to that one for quite a long time. And so it's probably time for a new one. The other bad news is that I haven't actually gotten around to recording anything else, so there will be no drum track in the background today. The one thing that has been bothering me so far about this Christmas season and I hate to even bring it to the forefront of my consciousness, the Star Wars Razor. Yeah, you heard me. Perhaps you've even seen the commercial, but there's this commercial where there's this guy standing in the mirror and the camera dollies behind him, and then his reflection is a Star Wars guy in a spaceship. There is a Star Wars Razor. Did we really need to have an electric razor branded with Star Wars? And I want to meet the person at the razor company who thought that this was a good idea. Oh, you know what? We just don't sell enough electric razors. Let's team up with Star Wars, and we'll pay Star Wars to license their brand, and we'll put Star Wars on our electric razor, and it'll be the official Star Wars razor. Are you freaking kidding me? Is that actually going to sell razors? Are there actually fanboys out there, unshaven fanboys? Yeah, there's plenty of unshaven fanboys. But are there so many fanboys out there that they thought, oh, I gotta run out and buy that Star Wars razor because I have such a big Star Wars collection. I don't shave, but I should probably buy the Star Wars razor anyway. And I will keep it in its package so it stays in mint condition. Yeah, sounds pretty stupid, doesn't it? That's because it is. But that is exactly what's happening all over this country as we speak. There's probably somebody buying a Star Wars razor right now. And they're going to keep it in its original packaging so it doesn't lose its value, because some people are going to think that, oh, because it has Star Wars on it, it's going to be valuable in the future. No, it's not. It's an electric razor. Pull your head out of your bottom. And that's why I hate Christmas, because of Star Wars razors. Oh, if I ever meet anybody who has purchased a Star Wars razor and brags about it, I will punch them in the head. My fist will meet their cranium in a very violent manner. Oh, Star Wars razor, it's a real thing. Turn your TV on and watch for 10 minutes. You'll probably see the ad for it. It really exists. Oh my God, are you kidding me? Wait. The only way the Star Wars razor could be any worse is if they were playing Mannheim Steamroller music during the commercial. Fortunately, that doesn't exist, and it didn't happen, and I'm so glad, because if I were to see that, I would probably snap. I would go absolutely ballistic. You would hear about it on the evening news. Guy in Omaha freaks out, goes on murderous rampage because he heard Mannheim Steamroller during a Star Wars razor commercial. Yeah, that's a headline for you right there. All right, since we're on the subject of stuff I hate about Christmas, here's another one. Oh, car commercials. Car commercials are sort of annoying as they are. Just at any time of year, a car commercial, it's pretty predictable what you're going to see. Look, here's a car driving around. Oh yeah, that's very interesting. Here's a family in a car, and they're going to some fun family thing. Okay, yeah, that's just extraordinarily television worthy. Oh, and here at the end of the commercial, let's put the car next to a couple of other cars that are from the same family. So you got the sedan, the SUV, and the pseudo sports car. Man, the things that pass for sports cars these days, it's embarrassing. But it just gets worse during Christmas. I can tolerate a car commercial during the normal time of year, during the 11 months of the year that isn't Christmas, or really 10 months of the year in this time. Do I know how to speak English? Juste un peu. I can speak a little bit of English. I think I'll do it right now. Car commercials. During the non-Christmas time of the year, I can tolerate them. But during Christmas, there's always that one shtick that they gotta pull that I hate so much, and that is the giant ribbon and bow. How many times have you seen this? There's a Christmas commercial, and it's snowing, and there's snow, and it's Christmas morning, and the couple go outside. Sometimes there's kids, sometimes there isn't. And there's a brand new SUV with a giant red bow on top, and sometimes there's a giant ribbon wrapped around the car. Okay. No. I don't need to see that. Nobody needs to see that, because nobody actually does that. There isn't any place to go where you can buy a giant bow. You can't walk into a store and the salesperson says, oh, can I help you today? Yes, I'd like to buy a car bow. What's a car bow? Well, it's like a carboy, except it's not a giant glass jar. It's a bow that I can put on top of this car. See, I bought an SUV for my wife for Christmas, and I want to surprise her with it. And so I'm going to park the car out in front of the house and put a giant bow and ribbon on it. And so she can walk out and see the giant bow. Because it's that giant bow on the car that says love. Yeah. I'm equating love, the emotion, with the giant bow that goes on the car. Yeah, now, so I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, Tobe, why don't you take advantage of this situation? Why don't you open the giant bow store? No. No, thank you. I do not wish to sell bows to anybody. I do not want... See, this is also a problem. Because if somebody were to walk into my store and say, hi, do you sell giant bows for putting on cars for presenting the brand new SUV to your wife on Christmas morning? Die. punch you in the head. I'm gonna punch you in the head, punching you in the head right now. Don't need giant bows. Giant bows on cars are dumb, and I hate it very much. La 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 la. That's my song for today. We don't need to be seeing any giant bows on cars, ever. You don't see giant bows or giant shamrocks on cars during St. Patrick's Day. Okay, right? You never see a commercial in March for a car or an SUV. And, oh, look, I'm giving my wife an SUV for St. Patrick's Day, so I'm putting a giant shamrock on it. That's because, yeah, nobody gives gifts on St. Patrick's Day. If it was an SUV full of liquor, that might make a little bit more sense. Okay? You don't see car commercials during Easter with giant eggs on them or bunnies driving them. Although, you know, I might actually like that. Get a guy in a bunny suit driving a car around. Okay. Yeah, don't try this at home. You can't see out of those bunny suits, so maybe that's a bad idea. But still, somehow putting a bow on top of a car is a good idea? No, it's not. That's a terrible idea. And you heard it here first, people. These are just some of the things that irritate me. The little tiny things that irritate me during the Christmas season, along with all of the diamond commercials. Yeah, that irritates me. It's like, oh, I have a diamond and jewelry store, but I'm going to spend all my entire yearly budget for advertising during Christmas because, you know, it's diamond season. Does baby Jesus know this? Yeah, I don't think he does. So anyway, am I going absolutely crazy? Not completely crazy, but, you know, moderately crazy. Moderately to mildly insane, thanks to Christmas. Well, anyway, it's about time to take a little break, so let's listen to some music. Oh, what should we play? Oh, I know. Alexa, play Within or Without You by Lotus. And we're back. And if you're just now joining us, you are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee with me, your chairman. My name is Tobe. And we were talking about, oh, the little things about Christmas that we absolutely hate. But that was before the musical interlude. And today's musical selection was by the band Lotus, which I suspect is really just one guy. One guy named Jimmy. Look it up. But, yeah, the song was Within or Without You. I really like that song and that whole band. What a great album. But that's neither here nor there. The important thing that you need to know is that I have run out of tea, so it's time to make some tea. Ooh, I ran out right during the break. And I thought, how annoying, because normally I make tea during the break, but not today. So we're walking up into the kitchen. Walking up my stairs, do-do-do-do-do. And here we are, in my beautiful kitchen. And so the first thing we do is we walk over to the sink and turn on the hot water. And we let the water run so that it will get hot. And while the water's getting hot, we come over here to the measuring cup and the bag of sugar. We open the bag of sugar. And we pour 1/4 cup of sugar into the measuring cup. If you are from a metric country, I can't help you, because I've never weighed out this much sugar, so I don't know how much it is. Okay, are we there? Is that the right amount of sugar? Yes. Yes, it is. Close the bag of sugar. Come over here to the teacup. Pour the sugar into the teacup. Now, it's usually about this time my cat has heard... Yep, there she is. She hears the water running in the sink, so she has to come see what's going on. So here's Pippa. Hi. Yeah, you're a good baby. Say hi. Oh, you're not going to talk now? Because once she hears the water running, she knows, oh, I can get some water too, because I'm like kitty water. Yeah, kitty's like water. Yeah, hi. You're a good baby. What?
Who's a baby?
Yeah, she doesn't want to yang into the microphone. So then what we do is we put a little bit of water into the teacup and we start sloshing it around to get that sugar dissolved while the water is still heating up over there in the sink. And once we have most of the sugar in the cup dissolved, we take the pan off the sink that we boil the water in, and we take it over to, I mean the pan on the stove. We take it over to the sink and we start filling it with hot water. And what we're doing here is actually just rinsing it out. So you get some water in here, you slosh it around, and you pour it out. That's the rinse cycle. And then we do the post-rinse preheat cycle, where we let the pan fill up with hot water until it's, oh, about 2 centimeters deep. We slosh it around and pour it out. And then we put the pan back under the water and we start filling it up. This is the heating cycle. All we're doing here is heating up the pan. Yes, this tea making ritual is very complex. So once we got about 3 centimeters of water in there, we pour it out. Now this is the fill cycle. Now we're actually filling the pan full of the water that we're actually going to boil and make into tea. So once we get the proper level there, that's about 40 ounces. We turn off the water. We bring the pan back over to the stove. Put it on the stove and turn on the heat. Oh, and it's doing, there we go. Got us some flame under the water. And we slosh the cup around a little bit more, make sure all that sugar is dissolved. Yeah, and we're good. So now all we gotta do is wait the 4 minutes for, actually I don't think it takes that long. We'll just wait for the water to heat up, start to boil again, so we can go back downstairs, down the stairs, and here we are back in the living room. And we sit back down and look at the TV. And guess what's on TV? Would you believe it's a commercial with a car with a bow on the top? Of course it is, because it's Christmas time in the city. Bows on cars make me insane. Please don't make me kill your family. It's Christmas, people. I think I'm probably going to snap. Don't know how much more I can take it. Oh, and here's a jewelry commercial coming on next. Another jewelry store. And it's, the funniest thing is, this is not a national chain. It's a local jewelry store. And all the local models. Don't I know that chick? Yeah, I think I do. So anyway, what are we going to do? It's Christmas time. Or getting pretty darn close to it. And I don't know if I'm going to make it. The possibility of me going insane is pretty good. I would give the odds at about 1 to 1.5. Oh. Am I going to go ballistic? It's possible. And now it's time for us to head back up into the kitchen, because that water is boiling. I can hear it from here. And that's why we use hot water. And that's why we go through that huge ritual of heating up the pan with hot water. Well, hi, baby. Here's my kitty right here. Yeah, how do you do? That's why we go through the ritual of rinsing out the pot and then filling it with hot water to heat up the pan, and using this hottest water we can find, because then the water boils rapidly. What is it, baby Dinkins? Oh, you're not going to talk to the microphone, but you want to yang at me anyway? Yeah, you're a good baby, huh? Yes, that's my baby, Peppa. Who's a good kitty? Are you being a good baby or are you being a bad baby today? Yeah, wants to be a bad baby, but is being a good. Okay, the water is boiling. Yeah, the water's boiling, Peppa. So we turn off the heat. Grab a towel to use as insulation between my skin and the very hot pan. And we pour the water into the cup. Put the pan back on the stove. Open up the cabinet. Grab a tea bag. I think I want this kind. Yes, we're having the regular stuff. The stuff I drink every day. It's the black and green Earl Grey. So we open up the envelope. And we take out the tea bag. Throw the tea bag in the water.
And then we stick our nose in the empty tea bag envelope and smell it. Smells like bergamot and tea. Then we set the microwave timer for 10 minutes. And that's how long we have to steep the tea. For 10 minutes. Now that might seem like a lot of time, but it's a lot of tea. That's more than 40 ounces. So then we grab the whole kit and caboodle and we take it back downstairs so I can watch more Christmas commercials that irritate the hell out of me. Yeah, because, you know, that's just what we do around here.
Yeah, so now we have that strange tea downtime where we've got this big full cup, but the tea's not ready to drink. And so you have to sit around doing nothing for 10 minutes, waiting for tea to turn into tea. Hurry up, tea. So yeah, now we gotta figure out something to do for 10 minutes. What am I gonna do? I don't know. Actually, it's actually longer than that. Because even though in 10 minutes the tea will be ready, you know, that just means it's tea. That doesn't mean it's ready to drink. Because it's still going to be a little bit too hot. And we have to take big sips where we're inhaling lots of air to cool the tea down at the same time. And, you know, that you just run the risk of aspiration at that point. And I have aspirated tea on a number of occasions, I'm pretty proud to say. No, nobody can get tea in their lungs like I can. Truly, I'm an expert at something. Oh, Christmas season. At least it's all over in, what, 6 days? Yeah, I can probably put up with everything for another 6 days. Oh, jeez. I hope so. Otherwise, I don't even want to think about it any more than I want to keep thinking about Christmas. But you can't go anywhere. You can't turn on the TV. You can't access any media. You can't go anywhere. You can't talk to anybody without hearing something about Christmas. The most annoying time of the year. Especially if you're me. You know, Christmas wouldn't be so bad if it was only a week long. But being as Christmas, when did Christmas start this year? About a week before Thanksgiving, or maybe 10 days before, Halloween. The first Christmas stuff I saw was before Halloween, about 10 days before Halloween. So Christmas now starts on about October 20th or October 21st and runs for 2.5 months. That is way too much for me to put up with. I have a very low Christmas tolerance. But hey, that's just me. And who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day, without exception, including Christmas, right here on Anon Radio at 1930 UTC. So tune in tomorrow and each and every day after that. Maybe I won't go crazy. You'll find out. I'm out of here. It's time for me to drink some tea, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Hello, this is DJ Fumata. Welcome to my